She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, test your mic.
Test
your mic. Okay, we're going to get ready to get going. Hold, that looks a little crooked.
Okay, well, fix it.
Now it looks a little more even. You don't have to do the read right yet.
Well,
give it a second.
Know.
Unless, I don't know, it's up to you. Here, let me hear real quick. My friend, and this isn't a read. This is just my friend invested in this company, Water, Liquid Death.
I know Liquid. It's a weird name for a water.
But it's love it.
It's actually very good. It's murders your thirst.
Liquid Death. It's going to be in all the stores, Walmart, 7-Eleven.
It's just a can of water.
Water.
But it tastes good.
But the reason they're doing that is the whole plastic bottle thing that they're trying to, avoid plastic bottles. Liquid Death. It'll be out in store soon.
See,
all over.
Weird. Like I just saw this thing. Like you think that you can recycle all your plastics, but only a very small, like less than 9% of plastics can actually be recycled. Is that amazing? So you buy a plastic, you think, oh, I'll just recycle it. It's not getting recycled. Recycling is a very expensive thing. It's very difficult to do.
I don't know your stories. You recycle your stories a lot with me. I hear them over and over.
I'm talking about environmental recycling.
Oh, you know,
I'm not talking about like
verbal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyhow,
it was a great joke. I should, you know.
Mine was good. You mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you. Oh, I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her on this one, the recycling.
Liquid Death.
I'm saying you should try not to buy plastics anymore. Yes. I know Rich won't drink out of cans.
I drank one of those out of the can. I liked it. Here's the thing with cans and myself. I do always clean off the top of cans. Mm-hmm. That's a guarantee. Mm-hmm. Whatever can I get.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I prefer a bottle. But the Liquid Death, I drink out of the cans because I am fighting the bottle thing. Matter of fact, last week, instead of buying one of those 24 packs of bottled water, I bought the one big 2-gallon or whatever one, and I would pour it into a glass and drink the spring water.
Wow.
So I am doing my part.
Amazing.
To the best of my ability.
You're so good.
I'm a good person.
Yeah, whenever Rich doesn't want to do something, like I try to get him off of plastic bottles, he says, oh, it gives me a stomachache. So that's his like go-to for if he doesn't want to eat something. He always says, oh, it gives me a stomachache.
Yeah, well, certain things give me a stomachache.
I think it's mental.
I think you're mental.
You're mental.
Is that your comeback? Whoa. Whoa, massive comic comeback.
I am not a comic anymore. I haven't done stand-up in...
Yes, you have.
Long
don't
time.
Don't you did it? First of all, you always say.
When's the last time I did it?
What, stand up?
Yeah.
Well, or done, you killed at.
Shut your mouth, buddy.
You did it at the Stress Factory on Big J's show.
Yeah, that was like when in December or something.
I don't know when it was.
Yeah,
but
it was
you
a
did,
long time ago.
You did well. I slaughtered, but you did well.
Oh, is that why you brought that one up?
No. I brought it up because that's the last
time. No, it's not the last time. Remember Ken Kranz's show?
You did Ken Kranz's show. You annihilated. I murdered. Then you did. Did you do something in Somerville or somewhere
else? It's not
even
fun to talk to you.
I didn't say it was. This isn't about fun.
It's not just because you have nose hairs. It's like a lot of reasons. Also, can we get rid of this?
No, this is here for... It's great. It gives people...
It's hard to look at.
It's calming.
Just the plain. We're plain background people.
Listen, I was talking to Norton on the radio show this morning, and talking to Bobby this week. There's no reason we shouldn't have one of the biggest podcasts or be famous from our podcast. I mean, we're famous people. People know who we are and stuff. But our podcast should be. What?
He's rich. What?
We should be, oh boy, a lot bigger, and we have to step up our game. We're going to get cameras. We're going to get sound men, one man or woman, a man, I think it is. And we're going to get equipment and and all kinds of stuff.
Am I going to have to start doing hair and makeup? Last time I
was. Why won't this leave my phone?
Just, well, who cares? Relax.
It bothers me.
Okay, here.
No, don't touch anything. There. Oh, good job.
Okay.
Whoa, she swiped it away.
I swiped it away. Okay, last
Can you imagine if you could swipe away people like that?
Ooh. Do you really think you'd be here if that were the case?
Whoa, come back, kid.
Oh, God. No, last time we did the podcast, I was wearing a baseball hat and no makeup, and more than three people asked if I was transitioning.
Does that count my, Instagram, remark?
Why, what did you say?
Are you transitioning?
No, you didn't. which didn't bother me that much, because I actually, like, looking like a dude is not the worst thing in the world.
Okay, there you have it.
That's how I feel. But I did blow out my hair today give people a little something
in the house.
I still didn't put on makeup. That's the thing. I've always hated wearing makeup. It's such a fucking drain. I don't mind if I go somewhere and they put makeup on me. I like that. And then you like, oh, look at this. But just to do it every day, people do it every day. They put on makeup. Amazing. It's incredible. It's like, what? It's got to take like 45 minutes out of your life. Even just to blow dry your hair is a lot. Like, you don't know. See?
Am I supposed to respond to this?
Yes. It's, you know, what's fascinating is that other people will listen to stories that don't directly affect them and sort of be like, oh, interesting. Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, you know, mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good point. You know, not you. Unless it's exactly about you in some way, you just don't have any interest in it.
Good point. That's a good point.
Oh my God! I relate
to things that affect me. I don't relate to makeup.
You can imagine that. Like, think about this: if you had to, every time you went on stage, you had to, like, you know, blow out hair and put on makeup and think about what you're going to wear. That's going to be like cute and attractive, but not too sexual, and then go on stage.
Yeah. So what are you saying? What, imagine that?
I'm saying, hold like, on, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, I do. Listen, I clean up before I go on stage. I take a shower. I have to.
You don't even do your nose hairs.
People can't see nose hairs from the audience. That's all I'm saying.
If, on a you podcast.
Know, and you can't say, I did my nose hairs the other day. I don't know. I know the struggle of the female.
You do?
But you guys have a major lobby going, a lot of things going your way, which, you know, deservably so.
Deservably.
Is that a word?
Probably is now.
But I don't think you should bring makeup into the fight, into the battle. I think money in the workplace, harassment.
But which thing don't you think?
Makeup. I don't think makeup is.
Like, just don't do it?
Whoops. Whoa, are you kidding?
Ah, shit, sorry. Now my husband hits me.
Are you kidding?
After I read that.
Unbelievable.
I spilled some water. Some of that liquid death. And it's going to liquid death your computer. Don't put it down yet. Give me more of that, folks. Okay. See, you get to see a little behind the scenes of what happens. How angry some people get about accidents.
Accidents.
Some people don't get as angry.
It's being unaware of your surroundings, which we've talked about before.
Hmm.
Right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Can you get the rest of that? I don't want that to get on my computer.
Okay.
Like the last computer somebody
did.
There we go. All right.
Okay, so I was doing some press for this documentary film.
Look at your phone.
It's fine. For this documentary film.
You were doing some press.
Yes. And okay, so I was doing this thing called KFC Barstool or something. And
oh, Barstool are big.
So, but we're talking about the movie, you know, Hysterical, the all-female empowerment documentary. And Rich shows up. You know, he can hear me doing
a
podcast, and then he comes in, sneaks in.
No, I had to come downstairs.
Oh, he sees the four squares on the Zoom call. He's like, ooh, gets in there.
We used to play four squares as a kid. You ever play four squares?
No.
With a ball, four people stand in the squares, and you didn't play four squares as a kid? All right, go ahead.
Like, I don't know how many times I'm supposed to answer it.
Four times?
No, no, no. And I said no one the other time. So he gets in there, and they ask him about female comics. He doesn't know that the two people, you know, the press people from the documentary are... Their cameras are off, but they're there listening, you know. And I've got other, you know, things happening afterwards, so they're there. And Rich just starts, like, kind of slamming female comics.
No, I didn't.
You were saying, like, they should stop whining, something like that.
No, I didn't.
And then I had to be like, wait, stop. And you called me stupid at one point. And it was like, I had to be like, I'm so sorry. Well, I had to apologize.
Well, I mean,
I had to make everything right, as women have to do all the time.
Stupid is as stupid, whatever.
So what was your point?
My point of what?
Why, like, women should stop whining or whatever.
I don't know if I said that.
Well,
I know.
You were making the statement. I don't know if you said those exact words. But
no, I said like this. I said right now, females are doing great in comedy. And comedy right now basically is not industry driven. It's self promotion and self, projects that you create yourself, whether you're female, whether you're a minority, whether you have a lisp, whatever you have, it's creating your own project. And that, look at, you know, you take like Andrew Schultz, he's created an empire. You take Bert, you take a lot of comics.
These are all white men you're talking about.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, maybe.
Look at Rock. Chris Rock creates his own stuff. Kevin Hart.
They were already famous from the industry by that point. Don't get mad. I'm just saying.
You always go, it's always the white man.
No. I wasn't saying it like that. I was saying, because you're saying anyone can do it. So
yes.
I'm saying, hey, let's have some examples of those others.
Whitney
Cummings.
Why
are you getting so fucking angry?
Because you always go to the white man thing. Everybody has access.
I'm not.
Is
it possible?
Everybody has access to the internet.
Is it possible that the people who really like comedy, that go to the comedy clubs, still really like a certain kind of comedy?
Because first of all, I used to work the urban circuit, and it was packed with minorities in those rooms. So you don't follow the urban circuit, but I'm sure right now
I don't even know if you're allowed to say that anymore.
Yes, you are. What do you? It doesn't matter. There's a different
circuit.
Can
you honestly take it down a notch? When you have these conversations on other podcasts,
yes,
do you get this angry?
I'm not angry. I'm heated. There's a difference.
But okay. Let me rephrase. Do you get this heated on other podcasts? I mean, you're losing your fucking mind.
I'm not losing my mind. I'm trying to let you see the light. I'm trying to enlighten you.
So enlighten me.
Okay.
You can enlighten me by being smart. You don't have to be bully.
I'm not being a bully. I didn't. What's wrong with
you? Oh, did that scare you? That scared you?
No,
did that scare you?
No, it didn't scare me.
Oh, it's got your blood boiling? Did it?
Not at all.
That's how you are whenever you're...
There you go.
There you go. Look.
Look
at
what...
Tell us the tale.
Do you think you follow every type of project online, whether it be a minority, a female, or
I'm asking questions. You can answer them, or you don't have to, or you can say, "Oh, I choose not to answer that." But you didn't. You go. You start yelling, and you start getting very, very like, "Ooh!" Like you're some kind of like, you know, like you're a bear is attacking you. You have to go as big as you can, so it'll like turn away. I'm not a bear. I'm not a bear. I'm just asking a question.
No, you're a predator.
I am?
Yeah, because you sneak in with the same bullshit, and it's such a
I'm
hacky
just questioning.
Stock. It's just
why
a hacky
is it
stock
that all the why is it like that all the guys that are making so much on their podcasts to be white men?
Don't you hate you hate cancel culture. So you're just feeding into cancel culture.
How am I feeding into cancel culture?
Because you're stereotyping. You're stereotyping podcasts.
This is you're feeding into.
What are you talking about?
All I'm doing is asking questions, and you're trying to shut me down. I'm asking the question: why are all the big fucking podcasts that are making all the money white men? It's just
are
a
they
question.
Really? Okay, that's not true. How about the two? What do you call it?
Guys, we fucked.
No, those girls, the two black girls that got Netflix specials out of their podcast where they had a couple specials out of it, the two girls.
Two dope girls?
Yeah, I think,
queens or something?
Yeah, them. I can name tons of people whose podcasts are blowing up.
Okay, then that's the way you should respond.
Well, but there shouldn't be that question out there.
Why wouldn't there be? Because I can easily name five men that make a lot of money on podcasts.
Yes.
And it's much harder to name five women or five people of color.
It's not for me, it isn't.
Okay, then.
And also, too, anybody...
You should be allowed to ask questions. This is the whole fucking point of cancel culture, is that you're not allowed to ask the question.
That's
even.
Not true.
And so this is what you're doing to me. You're saying, hey, don't even ask that question. It's like, oh, we're not allowed to have a discussion?
No, that wasn't a question. That
yes, it was.
A statement when you say, well, then how
you
come?
You named white guys. I said, oh.
No, I didn't. I said anybody, but
you. No, you didn't. You said Bert. You said Andrew Schultz.
Okay, I named two people. But then you said, this is not a question. You said, and how come everybody famous are white males?
That's not what I said.
Said
that.
What did you say?
I never said that. I said, how come you said those just white men? I go, why are white men?
Those were the first
when you
two
said
big,
you don't just, need the industry. Okay.
You don't.
Right, but then just asking the question, and I'm not saying it's good or bad or anything, or maybe they work harder. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. But why is it that in comedy, the white guys are still the ones that are making all the money, even when they go around the industry?
I disagree right now. The hottest comic in the business is Kevin Hart. He makes more than anybody put together.
But he's industry.
It doesn't. I'm just saying. You keep saying he got to that being
you
a minority.
You were the one who said if you go around the industry, and all I asked was the question.
Okay, so we're discussing who went around the industry that is big, and a lot of
you're
comics.
Very defensive. It's weird.
I'm not defensive. I'm an everyman.
Now,
comic.
If I asked you a question about like transgender teens, would you get this mad about it?
No, I don't know enough about it. I don't know. I can't answer.
But some people do get this mad about it, and then you go, "That's fucking bullshit."
I don't get.
This
I never
say bullshit. This is cancel culture. When I ask you about white guys, you go, "Shut up! Don't even ask the question."
You're basically a white guy, but you're a white female.
No,
you're
I have the same audience. That's what I'm saying. It's like this one audience really is.
You keep saying that same audience.
A sprawling audience. They keep a lot of fucking people in business.
Yeah, but you think the audience, comedy audience is just one type of audience.
No, I don't.
You do. You've said it before. It's all the same type of radio listening audience.
No, I never said that.
Yeah,
you've misunderstood then.
There's different audiences.
I'm saying the people that go to comedy clubs generally, you know, and comedy audiences are, they like a certain kind of
that's
comedy.
Not, no, the comedy audiences you see, the comedy audience Maria Bamford sees is a lot different. The comedy
she's not
audience,
in the, she doesn't do the clubs. When is she in the clubs?
She does clubs every now and then, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Audiences are different. Everybody attracts a different audience, you know.
And, audience.
Yeah, audience. What do you think I said? Audience.
No, I'm making fun of the way you're saying it.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
Oh, make fun of, you know.
I don't want to discuss it anymore. You get too heated.
I'm not heated. I'm as calm. I don't make fun of people's the way they talk when
it's
I'm having a conversation. What's irritating?
You. Having a conversation with you. Because it's not never a conversation. It's always like a fight to the death.
It's not a fight to the death. I just don't like.
Well, when somebody brings up a valid point, you should be like, oh, that might be a valid point.
I don't think it's a valid point. I don't think it's valid.
When we went and saw Hannah Gadsby and Joey Soloway.
Jill.
She was Jill then. She's Joey now.
Oh, okay.
He's Joey now. That audience that was there that night, are they ever at the clubs?
Yes.
No.
No. They might not be. They might not be at the stand, but they're at the clubs where they go see. They're probably at clubs on the in Lower East Side or down in downtown. They're in clubs. Yes, they're in clubs too. Yes, they're going. If Hannah Gadsby was working a club, they'd be in that
club. Yeah, they go see because she's already gotten famous.
Yeah, but they're in those clubs. When I used to do those places like Luna Lounge and all those places downtown.
Okay, so not paying clubs.
No, some clubs were paying, some. I don't know. Look, there's clubs in Brooklyn that I've never been to, but I'm sure different audiences go to. You know, not in the mainstream clubs unless there's an act they want to see. That's almost saying, hey, because when we went to see Hannah Gadsby and Soloway, what Joey you said? Joey Soloway. When we went to see it, it was predominantly, I would imagine, gay audience, right? It was a pretty popular.
LGBTQ, yeah, sure.
Okay, so you're saying they don't go to comedy clubs? You're stereotyping and saying, well, LGBTQ. You know,
no, I'm not saying they never go. I'm just saying it's predominantly something else. Because what happens is that the club puts on a certain kind of comic, and people who like that comic go see it. There's nothing wrong with that. But you wouldn't just happen into a club and think you're going to see like a gay or lesbian comedian.
That's not true because there's tons of gay comics and lesbian comics.
There's not tons. There's more than there used to be.
You don't think there's? I'm sure there's a lot. What I don't know. I'm sure
just saying they're not. Like, think about it. Like, go look at any list of any club. Stress Factory. Open it up right now and take a look.
Look, we choose to go and work at these clubs. If we went to
I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just posing the question that perhaps if you want to see someone who's not, whatever, that you're not going to go to these clubs.
That's not true. And the Stress Factory does. They have a female impersonator night there. They have comics.
Trying to come down on the clubs. I'm just saying it's like it's a thing that it's like a cycle that happens. You put up certain comics, certain audience comes.
Of course.
Then you put up
if you open a steakhouse, people that eat meat go to a
steakhouse.
Yes,
you're not going to get a lot of vegetarians in there. That's a great fucking example.
Yes, of course.
It's a great fucking example, and that's exactly what I'm saying.
And the difference is...
And I'm going to use that metaphor again. That's a great fucking example.
Yes, it is. I come up with a lot of great examples.
Yes,
that's what I'm known for. That's what I'm known for. People say, we need an example, and they'll get a hold of me for an example.
Yeah, you don't know what a metaphor is, but yet...
Yes, I do. It's a comparison.
Genius at it.
A metaphor is a comparison.
Why do you get so angry?
I'm not angry.
You have no fucking sense of humor about yourself.
I do.
You never... When's the last time you laughed at something you said?
Earlier in the podcast.
Not at a joke you made. I mean, like, when you made a mistake or something. You don't anymore. You're completely stopped doing that.
That's not true. I laughed a lot on radio this morning. I killed.
Oh, okay. Just not around me.
I laugh around you all the time. You say funny things and I laugh. I go, that's funny. So there.
The other night.
Oh, here we go.
I think I already talked about this.
What?
When you you said this actress was in a movie and I said no.
Yeah.
And then you were like, yes, she is. You wouldn't stop. And I said, go Google it. I'm not your fucking Google. You won't believe me anyway. So you went and Googled it. Then you came out and you go, it was the actress who played the sister of the actress.
Kirby. Her last name's Kirby.
I was talking about, therefore I'm right. I was like, no, that's
no,
you're
I was
not
saying,
right.
No,
you're
I,
actually... completely wrong.
No, you misunderstood. See, the problem is when you misunderstand, you think somebody's wrong. You misunderstood what I was saying. I was saying the actress from The Crown, her last name is Kirby. What's her first name? You would know that.
I don't remember.
Okay, let's say Amanda.
No, you could just say Kirby.
Kirby, that's her last name.
Kirby.
That's her last name. I said the actress from The Crown that played her sister was in a movie. I didn't say what movie. And I looked and I go, yeah, she was in a movie. And she was good in the movie. It was a movie.
You got the movie wrong. You got the person wrong. And then you came out and said you were right.
She was in a movie, wasn't she? A famous movie that's up for awards. Is it?
I'm using that as an example of like when you never acknowledge when you're wrong. And now you've taken it one step further where you never laugh when you make a mistake. You take yourself very seriously.
Well, that makes no sense because, first of all, you don't laugh at yourself if you make a mistake.
Yes, you do. Of course, you never did anything stupid and then laugh.
Oh, really? If I'm measuring shelves and I cut the wrong piece, the wrong length because I made a mistake, I'm going to sit there and go, oh, that's hilarious. Look at that. The shelf doesn't fit.
No, but you might be like, oh, my God, I'm so stupid.
No.
You don't do that?
No, because I go, oh, fuck, I fucked up a piece of wood.
After I got married, I went, oh, my God. Ah, that's so dumb.
Ugh. So fucking, that's so stupid. I'm not going to laugh. How do you like that? I'm not going to laugh unless it's funny. I don't laugh unless it's funny.
Funny to whom? This goes back to our...
funny to me. That's why I'm going to laugh when it's funny to me. You make me laugh a lot. I laugh a lot. At some of the stuff you say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some, I laugh tons at Raina, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I probably laugh at Raina more than I laugh at you because I'm used to you.
Do you laugh at yourself?
Yeah. When I'm funny. This morning on radio, I was very funny. And
why aren't you doing it now? Why do you save it for them? Why do you do it for your own podcast where you can monetize it?
This is how you're wrong. Why do I save it for them? I did them first. You should have said, why didn't you save some for this? That's how you...
I just mean all other podcasts, you're like, I killed it. On this podcast, you ever say, I killed it?
Yes. This podcast is a serious... We're not sitting here tap dancing and being funny. Sometimes you are, and sometimes I am. You a little more, because you don't have anything riding on this. I do.
Do you have riding on it?
The reputation of this podcast. Of
well, then you'd think you'd be more funny.
No.
Let it... No. Jesus.
What? No. You know what?
Are you?
Why don't you thank me for being?
Oh my God!
Why don't you thank
There's something
me?
Wrong with why you. Why don't you? Take it.
Why don't you thank me for being a giver and setting you up to be funny? You never thank me for that. I set you up a lot. I go, okay. It's basically I'm throwing you.
Oh, really?
Yes, the softball.
Like what? Like give me an example. Like if you say a word wrong.
Whatever you know.
Do you? Because I've thought that you said words wrong on purpose.
No.
And then you say later, no, I don't.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Well, you can't. You have to stop. You can't
I don't do
fake it.
It.
That's bullshit.
Hey, you know what I was thinking?
It could be one of two things. Was it a M.C. Escher painting? Or it was about your Norton appearance this morning.
I'm looking at some of my spring shirts, those long sleeve. You see that?
Yeah.
Long? And I bought them, but I never wear them. But they're so nice. But they're,
I love how now you just put, like, you put this up, but then you still make sure people know we're in a closet.
Well, not a closet. This is the podcast. It's a gigantic podcast room that has clothes in it. So.
Oh, my God. You're so insane. Totally insane. And also.
Do you like those shirts?
No, I don't have any feeling about them.
They're polo.
I'm not going to laugh at them if they're not funny. I'll tell you that.
Okay. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, you know, and I get heated because the passion I have for everybody, you know, all different races and religions and people and genders. I'm not prejudiced about that. Funny is funny. That's how I look at it when it comes to comedy. Funny is funny. So. There you have it. I have spoken. You know, I don't sit here and go.
But the truth is, funny is funny is not true. That's
to me. I said to me, funny is funny.
Right, because everybody has a different subjective view on it.
Oh, whoa! Thank you.
Like I don't laugh at Zack Snyder jokes, the Snyder cut jokes. I don't get. It's weird how much of fucking society is like about the Marvel universe.
You know what's even weirder?
It's insane.
You know what's even weirder?
Like we're watching a show about it. I don't know. Why am I watching that?
Well, what's weird is that your joke bombed and you completely went into the whole Zack Snyder thing that your stupid analogy didn't work.
Why would it work? How would I know it worked? I can't hear the people laughing.
Well, did I laugh?
No, but you never laugh. We just established that.
I do laugh.
So
look,
I'm
laughing
matter.
Now. There. laugh. How the whole... What?
Your laugh didn't do any business. So what, you went right back into something else?
I don't get what you're saying.
Oh, my God. How can you be this stupid? Didn't you just say that about my joke? That it didn't get any laughs? You go, laugh, and you knew it was a dumb thing to say. You go, I laugh. Laugh. Okay, that was dumb in your head. Then you started talking about something else. I go, that didn't do any work. What are you talking about?
Forget it.
You're so insane. Do you not get half of what's going on? What percentage of this podcast do you even understand?
At least 50% what I'm talking about. Anything you want to say? Any parting things you want to say?
Oh, are we getting a divorce?
Anything?
Oh, finally. It's happening. Yes, this is coming down next week. We're not doing that again.
No.
It's horrible.
I love it. Look at it. Look how peaceful it is. Look at how tranquil. Don't. You already taxed. Look, a tax just hit me in the head.
Sorry.
You spill water, knock tax all over me. Someone's going to walk around here barefooted and get a tack in their foot. Or the cat will that got out last
You're
night.
You're always accusing me of attacking you. And now I just did.
Is that a play on words?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
See, I laughed. I laughed at your stupidity.
There you go.
All right. Listen, we got to wrap this up.
All right.
I got shit to do. It's been a busy day. You want me to tell you all the things I've done so far?
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Okay.
I got up early, did radio. Then I worked out.
Mm.
I went to a meeting.
Wow.
I went to the store. Whoa. I'm going to go to the post office. I printed some shit.
Jeez.
All before.
I like how you added printed some shit as a
I had to thing. Write it out, didn't I?
Hmm.
Well, anything you'd like to... Oh, this Saturday, I'll be in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Jim Thorpe at the theater, the Opera House, this Saturday, Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Go to richvoss.com, my website, for all my dates. But this Saturday, Jim Thorpe. Bonnie's killing it writing for the award show. She's telling me stuff that she's written, killing it, funny stuff, funny.
Independent Spirit Awards.
The Independent. Oh, I keep calling them something else.
That's actually not the correct title. It's something else, but whatever.
Well, oh, yes, the Independent. They're independent.
Oh, do you know the actual title? What is the actual title, Rich?
Independent Film Awards, IFC, IFA, Independent Film Award, IFA, Independent Film Awards.
It's not. No.
Oh. You know what? My blood pressure's been high, and I just figured out why. Because you raise my blood pressure, and
yeah, baby.
You're so stupid. Dumb. All right, listen. Anything you want to say? Any parting? And I'm not going to stop this podcast and have you going, why do you get so heated?
I'm not going to talk to you after this. It's over.
If there's something you want to say.
I thought we were getting a divorce. Where's the lawyer?
Something you want to say, say it now.
Why get so heated? I don't know. I got nothing.
All right. Listen, I love you. I think you're fun. I don't agree with you all the time.
Oh, boy.
You know, sometimes we agree to disagree. You ever hear that saying? We agree to disagree?
Never heard it.
You didn't feel that it was maybe you should put a little lip balm or chapstick on?
I know. I've never heard chapstick.
Jeez, are you fucking a reptile? Are you shedding your lips?
Oh, no, here we go.
No, I mean, you're beautiful. Something about the podcast that makes you look so much prettier. The way you wear your hair, I like the way you wear your hair, you know.
Why? Because it's just like in the top knot otherwise? You don't like that?
It seems like you put a little effort into your hair. Like you don't have
like every day or just on the podcast?
Just on the podcast.
Yeah.
Or if you're going out or, you know, when you're going to work out. I'm doing the finger. I don't know what that finger thing means. I just see people do it. Quotes or something. Who knows?
The air quotes?
Yeah.
You don't get what air quotes are?
Not really.
It means whatever you're saying is actually something else.
Oh, it's fake. I get it now.
that means you don't get it.
I get it. I don't get it now. That means I get it.
Okay.
Well, Bonnie, this has been another successful podcast. We've carried a heavy message. People are learning. They're learning a lot on how to deal with relationships, and that's what we're about. We're here to help. We're here to enlighten. What else are we here for?
To sign off.
Oh. I don't know if I want to watch that show anymore. We're watching.
I feel like they fucking pulled the rug out from under us.
Yeah.
So it's called...
Proud. Is it Proud to Be an American or something?
No, it's something America, Little America.
No, Proud. Proud to Be American.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, look it up. It was a good show and there's a great cast. It's a great cast. But, you know... It's like I bailed out of that one show, The Man in the High Castle. It just got too, you know, they're starting, it just got too weird and, you know, whatever, time travel and all that.
The Plot Against America. Plot Against America, which you think is like really good and it's like.
Well, you don't want to
spoil
it.
Truthful.
Yeah.
And then they do something so weird at the end of the second episode.
Yeah, but they're showing what the world would have been like if certain things happened.
I don't like that. Just stick to the fucking reality. The reality is weird enough.
Oh, the reality is depressing enough, but this would be even more depressing, I'm sure. Maybe. I might watch one more episode.
I just don't like it. It's not true.
Hmm.
I like.
You like the truth.
I like the truth.
Yeah.
I don't even like when the Coen brothers put like, the events are exactly as it happened. You know, and it's like a fully like made up thing. Fargo, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why did they do that?
I don't know. They thought it was funny to do it in the movie, and then they did it on the TV show too.
Oh. Well.
I don't know.
I'm a fan.
Don't lie.
Peace out, homies.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
If someone you love is struggling with their mental health, you don't have to struggle alone. Call or text 988 to get resources and support from trained crisis counselors who can help you help them. 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Hope has a new number.